In the name of the Father, and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of the blessed month of Misra, and the last two Sundays of the Coptic year, we hear about the same subject from Mark, and coming week we will hear it from the Gospel of St. Matthew. And the Lord is warning us about the false prophets who are going to arise in the end of times and will deceive many. This is one of the manifestations by which we know that the time is near. When we see false prophets are prophesying in the Lord's name, they are telling lies and they are deceiving people, taking them away from the right doctrine. So the Lord is warning all of us and saying, take heed that no one deceives you. Yes, those people try to deceive the other people by telling lies in the Lord's name, but at the end of the day, it is our fault when we heed their instruction. We are the ones who are going to be judged if we do not take heed and identify those false prophets and separate them and not to follow their doctrine. But the question that's going to come to our minds immediately, how can we identify false prophets? Anyone comes and says that I'm speaking to you in the name of the Lord Christ doesn't make him an authentic and legitimate prophet or a teacher. So how can we identify those people and not to go with a simple mind and saying that as far as this person is opening the Bible, he speaks in the Lord's name, then he is a person whom I can heed his instruction and teaching. There are six characteristics for those people who are telling lies in the name of the Lord. The first one, the Lord said about those people, they look like sheep, yet their fruits reveal them. They look like good people. They look like good teachers. They are as if they are keen about our salvation, but their fruits reveal them. I'm not here speaking about personal faults or weakness by a pastor. This actually, everybody is under weakness. Everybody might fall into temptation and go astray. But here speaking about the fruits of the congregation whom they are serving. If the church this person or pastor is serving, we never heard about a sin coming from here. We never saw that the people are really preaching the right or living the right way according to the Lord's doctrines. If this church has no roots whatsoever and they are not going to stay further than the life of the pastor, how can we say that this person is prophesying in the Lord's name? The Lord is warning and saying to us, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Their fruits will be shown in the way they speak about heaven and hell. You find a pastor or a prophet who prophesy in the Lord's name and deny to say that there is judgment in the end of the day. What kind of fruits that's going to be reaped out of the congregation he is serving? The second thing that we by which we know the false prophets, the Lord did not send or command them, and they teach the deceit of their heart. Here Jeremiah says, and the Lord said to me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I have not sent them, commanded them, nor spoken to them. They prophesy to you a false vision, divination, a worthless thing, and the deceit of their heart. It's a very common scene in the TV. You find somebody who speaks about how the Lord appeared to him, how he sent him, and what instruction he gave to him. And he was like conducting a dialogue with the Lord, and he said to me, do this and do this and do that. Who sent you? Who put hands, who laid hand over your head and sent you as a prophet or as a pastor or as a priest to prophesy to the Lord in the Lord's name? Something that we know is very common, that we hear it and we see it everywhere. Whenever somebody is prophesying in the Lord's name, teaching in his name, the first question that should come to my mind, who sent you? St. Paul, he saw the Lord face to face. And also he spoke about how God the Father chose him before even he was born. And the Holy Spirit in Acts 13 tells us that he separated Paul and Barnabas for the service that they were called for. Instead, in spite of all of these, St. Paul was in need for the apostles to pray and fast and lay hands over his head and send him to preach in the Lord's name. Those people who come today and say that the Lord sent me, he commanded me to say so and so and so, and they start to speak about divinations and false visions. Another characteristic that we, by which we can identify those false prophets. Ask him or her, who sent you? The third characteristic, they avoid uncovering the people's iniquity. Something very, very common that we hear it now. Here, Jeremiah in his Lamentations, the Lord says, your prophets have seen for you false and deceptive visions. They have not uncovered your iniquity to bring back your captives, but have envisioned for you false prophecies and delusions. This is a common practice now, that the pastor or the prophet who is prophesying in the Lord's name, he avoid totally to uncover the people's iniquity. Why I should offend them? I should make them happy. This is the way people deal with customers. I want them to come back again, and then I will avoid speaking about their iniquities. I will just leave them live in delusion. I'll just speak about anything else, the goodness of God, and things that motivate them and make them feel good. But when it comes to sin, when it comes to the iniquity of the people, warning them, uncovering and revealing this, no, I'm not going to do that. I want still to have more people to come, and there is no way they will come again if I offend them by speaking about their iniquities. The Lord says that they do this, they avoid uncovering the people's iniquity, and to bring back your captives. Satan have taken a lot of people captives in their sins. People are sick to death in sin, and the doctors who are supposed to heal those people, they avoid speaking about the sickness. There is nothing called sin anymore. I remember, or I think in my memory, the last maybe year I heard people speaking in the TV, I didn't hear once somebody speaks about repentance. Somebody speaks about the sin in the world. Somebody speaks about denying self and carrying the cross. All of these words are now deleted from the vocabulary of the false prophets who are prophesying to the Lord's name. They avoid uncovering the people's iniquity. The third characteristic, they seduce the people by speaking about a peace that does not exist. Heed Ezekiel in chapter 13, actually the whole chapter, the Lord speaks about the false prophets. The Lord says, because they have seduced my people saying peace when there is no peace. They speak about peace that does not exist. Yes, we have peace with God when we are justified. Yes, we have peace with Him as far as we live up to this calling that God called us for. How can we have peace with Him while we live in iniquity and the people live in a life of immorality? How can we assume that peace will exist? They keep on promising the people, you have peace, you will enjoy peace, you have peace with God. But meanwhile, there is no warning about that you might lose this peace. There is nothing to say that if you do not live up to the calling the Lord called you for, you are not going to enjoy His peace. They keep on promoting this idea to feel safe. And one time, the enemy will come and take the souls of those people, and then they will see that there was no peace. They lived in delusion. They were deceived and seduced by those people who spoke about peace that does not exist. If you want to enjoy peace, you have to live the life that the Lord wants and expecting all of us to live. The fifth point about the false prophets, they profane the name of the Lord by despising justice for dishonest gain. What they are after is the dishonest gain that is going to come from the service, and they despise justice because of this. The Lord says, and will you profane me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread, killing people who should not die and keeping people alive who should not live? by your lying to my people who listen to you, to listen to lies. The Lord is rebuking those people. You profane my name for pieces of bread. You do this and tell the people this should live and he should not. This man should live. This is what? Injustice. Like sometimes when we have a conflict and we try to pursue the person who is going to tell us what we want to hear. I don't want to hear from this Abuna anymore. Why? He tells me things I don't like to hear. But this is justice. No, this is not. Why? Because I don't like it. As simple as this. Then we find still some people who, for the sake of pieces of bread, for a dishonest gain, they despise justice. It is not important. Let me win this person. Let me gain him. What about justice? What about of the mission that the Lord called you for? To discern what is right and what is wrong, and to separate between what is truth and what is falsehood. There is no respect to this whatsoever. Let me try to gain this and this. Maybe I will tell you something that make you feel good, and will tell your enemy the same thing that make him feel good. Try to play games in order for I gain this and gain that. This is a dishonest gain. This is not what the Lord is expecting from those people who are prophesying in his name. The sixth point about the false prophets: they sadden the righteous and strengthen the wicked. The Lord says in Ezekiel, because with lies you have made the heart of the righteous sad, whom I have not made sad, and you have strengthened the hands of the wicked, so that he does not turn from his wicked way to save his life. This is what exactly they do. They sadden the righteous by their teachings, by living in their own illusions and their own delusions about, yeah, you have peace, everything is okay, just enjoy what the Lord have done with you. Then what about my response? What about my response to what the Lord have done to me? You have nothing to do, you cannot do anything, you have peace with God, don't turn from what you are doing, the Lord loves you, and all of these things. When they do this, they sadden the righteous, who see that it doesn't matter if you live a righteous or a wicked life, it doesn't make any difference. Why should I struggle? Why should I try to carry on what the Lord entrusted to me when I am saved? This doesn't make sense. As if like I had my degree and then you are requesting me today to study. Who is going to do that? Nobody is going to do this. If I am saved, then why I should persevere? Why I should carry on the cross? I carry my cross and go with it. So this is the mission of the false prophets. After all, they try to gain the dishonest gain from the people. They gain their love even on the expense of preaching the words of the Lord. So again today, it is our responsibility not to be deceived. They are like the tempter. They can go and tempt the people, but we should have a discerning heart. We should be keen to find the truth. Where is our regard to the truth? Sometimes we give up this. We don't want to think about it or meditate on it. Anybody who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Anyone who comes in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will listen to him. They are all minor differences. Like somebody who came here to the church one day and he was speaking about the difference between the different churches and denominations. He said, at the end of the day, we are all the same, but there's some cultural differences. How simple is this way of explanation? Again, it is our responsibility and it's our mistake when we allow ourselves or our children to be deceived. We have a responsibility, we have a duty to take heed and not to allow false prophets to deceive us. Again, the Lord did not leave us alone without help or guidance on how we can identify these false prophets. Let us go and review how can we identify those people. They look like sheep, yet their fruits reveal them. The Lord did not send or command them, and they teach the deceit of their heart. They avoid uncovering the people's iniquity. Never speak about sins or things like this. Speak about grace, about God, not about the people's iniquity. They seduce the people by speaking about a peace that does not exist. Make the people feel happy. Make them feel cheerful. They go out from the church they are living in their own life of happiness. This is what I have to do. Let me cheer them up. They have pressure from everywhere. The church should not add on their shoulders the sense of guilt. They seduce the people by speaking about a peace that does not exist. They profane the name of the Lord by despising justice for dishonest gain. And at the end, they sadden the righteous and strengthen the wicked. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.